Upgrade your academic English for TOEFL, PTE, and academic IELTS success. Hello and welcome to episode 59 of the English Language Test Prep Radio Podcast. Two key academic English lessons. I'm Professor Nguyen, a CELTA-certified English instructor for over 14 years now, helping candidates just like you to maximize their scores on the TOEFL, PTE, TOEIC, or IELTS exams. Today, you discover two key academic lessons. If you're taking the TOEFL, IBT, PTE, academic, or academic IELTS exam, you need to know a bit of academic English to score high. Be sure to visit the webpage for the transcript for this podcast and to see the presentation at bit.ly/ELTPR059. I'd appreciate your feedback about this podcast as well. And are you taking any of these tests? How's your preparation going? Let me know on the Facebook page, facebook.com/EnglishTestPrep. Enjoy your two lessons to sharpen your academic English skills today. Have you taken a course at a university in an English-speaking country? Many candidates for the TOEFL, PTE, and academic IELTS exams plan to attend university abroad in the UK, US, Canada, New Zealand, or Australia. Or, as you can appreciate, many MBA programs today are taught in English, and these international institutions might require an English test score. Anyway, you need to know some academic English before you take the TOEFL, PTE, or academic IELTS exam. Now, you can use these two lessons to help you. Let's get started with a definition of academic English and two important aspects to remember. So, what is academic English? As we just discussed, academic English is the language used at the university level. Both professors and students use it to conduct research and to write their papers. In addition, academic English is clear, precise, and straightforward. Lesson number one, don't write too informally. This is a topic that I remind my own students about over and over. In our world of social media and blogging, our communication seems to be less about words and more about images. So we're writing fewer words, and those words are more quite conversational. That doesn't work for the PTE, TOEFL, or academic IELTS exam. I see test candidates often struggle with the level of formality in English. Stop. Remember, for these three exams, always aim for a more sophisticated way of expressing yourself, your thoughts, whether in writing or in speaking. One way students often write informally is by using contractions. So make sure you spell out any contractions in your TOEFL, PTE, or IELTS academic papers. Examples. Example number one. The country can't expand its GDP. But in academic English, the country cannot expand its GDP. Another aspect of formal language is that you don't want to use phrasal verbs. They're too conversational. Save them for the speaking test. Example one, too informal. The refugees can't get out of the country. In this example, the writer uses a contraction, can't, and phrasal verb, get out. Example two, more formal. The refugees cannot escape the country. Now, the writer writes out the contraction, can't, for cannot. And the phrasal verb is repaired by using the single verb, escape. So as always, aim to upgrade the words you use to be formal when writing for the TOEFL, PTE, or academic IELTS exams. Let's turn to our second lesson now. Lesson number two, don't write imprecisely. Graders on these exams want you to be as detailed, that is, as precise as possible. Concrete language gives readers a clear understanding of what you are writing about. Example 1. The evidence supports the doctor's conclusions. Well, what is the evidence? Give details in a sentence like this. Example 2. The results of 3 clinical trials provide evidence to support the doctor's conclusions. Aha! Now, the evidence we know is the results of 3 clinical trials. Now the reader knows what the evidence is. Aim for more precision when writing on the PTE, TOEFL, or academic IELTS test. In conclusion, now you have 2 lessons to improve your TOEFL and academic IELTS and PTE scores with academic English. Number 1, don't write too informally. And number 2, don't write imprecisely. Don't forget to check out the presentation and transcript of episode 59 at bit.ly/ELTPR059. Learn more about academic English. Now you can use these 2 tips to improve your score on the exams. And there is more to learn about academic English and writing. I wrote an ebook just for that, Easy Academic English and Writing for IELTS and TOEFL IBT. Study your copy today and improve your score for the TOEFL, PTE, and academic IELTS tests at bit.ly/EZAcademic. And if you're studying for a high score on the TOEFL, PTE, or IELTS exams, get more tips. I have an email blog to help prepare you for these exams. Simply visit EnglishLanguageTestPrep.com/10 and sign up today. And every 2 or 3 days, you receive more tips and resources that are going to help you to zero in on the high score that you're looking for. Thank you for joining me today, and I really do appreciate it. I hope you got a lot of value out of your lesson today. I'm Professor Nguyen. Good luck studying for the TOEFL, TOEIC, IELTS, or PTE exams so you get the highest score possible.